or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and it's really, it's amazing as I listen to the news, and, you know, well, President Obama and the President of Canada are talking about the importance of doing away with global warming and alternative energy sources, and, you know, of course, they're talking about wind and power, but tell me, how are you going to drive your car, you know, around when the wind isn't blowing, or how are you going to drive your car when at night time when there's no solar power? Well, of course we're going to go to electric cars, but the trouble is they're terribly expensive. I mean, certainly the batteries in those cars are terribly expensive, and then of course you've got to plug them in every night. They tell you, oh, this is wonderful, you know, they just run on electricity. But they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously running up the price of electricity. In fact, we have a wonderful syllabus and a DVD on that subject, electricity. Not very popular now, but we analyzed it. When we analyzed it, when they had the electricity crisis some years ago, it was very obvious that they intentionally created the electricity crisis and the so-called deregulation of the public utilities in an effort to create a crisis and double or triple or quadruple the price of electricity because they want to lower our living standards. And you must understand that you cannot deregulate a monopoly. When you deregulate a monopoly, you create chaos, and that's exactly what they did. The system worked very well. We had cheap electricity before. We've got expensive electricity now. And everybody says, gee, how did this happen? It was planned that way. And you need to get our material on the electricity crisis, the DVD, the syllabus, because I talked to some of the people here in California, are very highly placed in the electricity industry. They told me how cheap it was to produce, but they don't want cheap electricity. They want, of course, to raise the cost so high that you're not going to use it. You'll lower your living standards. You'll turn off your heat. You'll turn off your refrigerator. You'll turn off your air conditioning. And, boy, you're certainly not going to be able to plug in your car, you know, to get that electricity because it's going to be so expensive. Well, with that as a background, let's get to our special guest we have every Friday morning, Joel Skousen, and let him bring us up to date on what's really going on in the world. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. With a couple of comments on your introductory remarks, I think it's important to understand that part of this problem with restricting our electrical supply with this global warming argument is the restriction of nuclear. And sure. Nuclear power is clean. It's about half the price of our existing, and we continue to refuse to grant licenses or make them so expensive that it's very difficult. In fact, there are four different companies in the world now that are producing mini nuclear plants, small enough that can produce electricity for about 20 to 30,000 homes. And people talk about, well, what do you do with the nuclear waste? Well, listen, from the very beginning, they've been storing the nuclear waste at these nuclear power plants, and there's never been a problem with that. I mean, the greatest red herring in the world is that we have to transport this out to the deserts of Nevada and Utah. Of course, it's the transporting that is dangerous. There's no reason to transport. This stuff is no bigger than a few barrels of 55-gallon drums. And very easily, and they have these tremendously high-tech containers that are earthquake-proof, that are everything-proof, that can be put, 100 feet underground without being in water tables, and they do just fine. But still, there is an agenda, as you say, to stop us from having cheap electrical power, and that's the trap of the electric vehicle, is that, you know, electric power becomes very expensive. You know, you just can't afford to run it. It suddenly becomes more expensive than gasoline. But, you know, this whole global warming thing is an absolute fraud. Even the temperatures now globally are dropping. We've reached a peak, and they're going back down again. And you have the Goddard Space Institute, you know, which is producing up, actually falsifying the numbers. They are not simply taking temperatures around the world and publishing results. They are massaging them with a computer program and lowering them. They're saying, well, these aren't accurate because, I mean, what do you mean they aren't accurate? I mean, they're actual temperatures. Publish the actual temperatures. Don't give us this computer modeling stuff. That's how they got the global warming hoax on everyone anyway, is through computer modeling, not through actual empirical data. The Heartland Institute is taking the lead on publishing data from very reputable scientists. It's a growing problem for the media now that keeps pushing this global warming, and every corporation in the United States is getting on the bandwagon talking about lowering your carbon footprint. It's all a hoax.
And I think what's so important is the fact that literally every part of the media is lying to us, and the fact that most of the corporations are going right along with this would suggest that they're all in collaboration today. That's what's so important. If global warming is a reality, then we're being told the truth. But if global warming is not a reality, then the entire media establishment is lying to us, which they are. They're under control by the same people who control so many of the corporations.
Well, and so many of these corporations are just gutless. They haven't got the courage to stand up for anything that's right. They're just employees who are looking to improve their bottom line, and they all think that going green and promoting green makes them appear to be responsible international citizens. And, you know, and obviously all the advertising agencies push them into this, oh, you got to go green. We can show the numbers that this increases your bottom line. And, you know, they're just without, we don't have people of principle anymore who will fight for what's right. I mean, this is just a tragedy to have the costs associated with trading carbon credits. What a ridiculously expensive, useless taxpayer bailout of huge corporations. And I'm just surprised that the media is able to suppress the overwhelming wave, growing wave, as more and more scientists have the courage to get on board and say this is a hoax and you just don't hear it.
Well, I think it really shows us that you can't believe anything that comes out of science, because I believe in science, but these men are not honest. And when you have dishonest men in positions of power in our universities and certainly, you know, within the scientific establishment, we've got a lot of good scientists. Fortunately, they're coming forward today and telling the truth. But it is the prostitutes who work for government and corporations that certainly one day are going to have to stand before the bar of judgment and explain why they lied to the American people, and they are lying.
Well, you know, it's just like the Goddard Space Institute that puts out these phony statistics. I mean, they've been criticized. Other scientists say, hey, your numbers are wrong. And they come back and apologize and correct the numbers, but they just keep doing it, which shows they've got an agenda.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen. And then if you want information on global warming, we've got it, but you can get it lots of places. Let's understand the media is controlled in America. That's why you need programs like this.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me. trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, you pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, the main topic of today's World Affairs Brief that's coming out is the problem with the euphoria around Obama's bailout. You know, the media was out in droves this week heaping praise upon Obama for his first great victory in Congress. The Washington Post said, 24 days into his presidency, Barack Obama recorded last night a legislative achievement of the sort that few of his predecessors achieved at any point in their tenure. I mean, this is just baloney. What kind of legislative achievement is when you have 100% of the Democrats voting for something and only three Republicans? That doesn't sound like a major legislative achievement. I mean, compared especially to, after they killed JFK, which I think they did for the martyr syndrome, here you had almost a unanimous passage of this great society legislation through Lyndon Johnson. I mean, who are they? Where do they get off on this about greatest legislative achievement in history? But it's typical of the media's love affair with this Obama, and we're finding this around the country. All the people that turn out to see him, you know, this is a backlash against George Bush and his evil agenda, this globalist agenda that everyone hates, and they view Obama as the savior, and there's no savior about it. This guy has hired the same people with different clothes that were in the George Bush administration. And, the Washington Post waxed eloquent about the sheer size and scope. There's almost nothing in history to rival the economic stimulus legislation. Well, of course there's not. No one has dared to be as irresponsible as printing and fomenting the inflation of money to the degree the United States has in this crisis, which they produced themselves. Enough of my rant now against the media. It just irritates me, Dr. Stan. I apologize.
You go right ahead. I know exactly how you feel, but at least we have a voice, and as long as we can keep it, you say what you want to.
Well, let me tell you, this package is nothing to praiseworthy. Not only does it set up a huge precedent of misusing government funds, but it isn't going to work. Markets around the world were not impressed. Stocks dropped, lowest point the Dow has ever been yesterday. More stores announced closings, layoffs continued. It's quickly becoming clear that just as the tarp work of this bailout has done nothing but widen the expectations of unlimited outflows of paper money and encourage people to line up for their share.
And you know, it's interesting, the market is down again strongly this morning. Gold is up to $994 an ounce. Of 1 ounce of gold, almost $1,000, $6 short of that. Obviously, people throughout the world don't believe what the American media wants them to believe in, that everything's fine, happy days are here again.
Yeah. You know, even those recipients of the bailout are lining up for another share. Before the ink was dry on this one, Chrysler and GM were already asking for another $14 billion, increasing their total to $39 billion. Where will it end? You have the auto parts suppliers want their share, too, asking for $20 billion in aid. You know, once the public buys into the concept of bailing everyone out, there can be no end to the outflow until something else breaks, you know, like the dollar itself. Naturally, the two big automakers are all saying that they can't remain solvent without more money. But they'll just keep saying this again and again and again. Now that Congress and the taxpayers are on the hook for so many billions already, shoveled out the door, they'll feel obligated to more bailouts just to, quote, safeguard our investment. After all, this is just the old good money after bad. But what a neat trick, you know, to turn the public into socialists.
But the thing that is really behind all of this is a conscious, organized effort to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. There's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency, and they know what they're doing. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. Destroy the currency, you destroy the nation, and then the people will do almost anything you want, like going to a one-world government, with the promise that good days will be coming back now that we're here to save you.
Well, while that is absolutely true, they won't actually get that step to a one-world government through economic crisis alone. It's never happened before. It will never happen. It takes war to do that. But I'll tell you, this economic crisis will, in fact, invite the kind of weakness that will embolden Russia and China to finally do their strike against the West, especially, you know, once the West ceases to become their cash cow. As it goes down economically, they have no other incentive other than, well, we might as well go to war now, because the West is weakened. We can take advantage of that. That's what Hitler did, of course, and there was this evil pact between Hitler and Russia, this non-aggression pact, and there'll be a similar pact, is already, between China and Russia. And they're going to give us a third world war, and of course our own government is complicit in this. You know, why would they want to destroy all this infrastructure that makes them wealthy? They did it in World War II. They're going to do it again because they know on the rebound they'll be in the position to become wealthy again.
I won't disagree with you. I believe you're absolutely right. And it's a prelude to war. And where is the outcry from the American people? But go right ahead.
Well, you know, we're, Dr. Stay and I fear that even our own conservatives are put to sleep by the talk of bailouts and they're not doing sufficient preparations. You know, I've given a couple of briefings to business groups in the past few months, you know, they're just literally incredulous. You know, we just can't believe that there'd ever be war. We can't believe that anyone would attack the United States. Well, it'll happen someday, and this world is going to be very, very shocked.
Well, but, I really believe it's going to be a nuclear war. I believe that's what the significance of the Sybil Edmonds story is, and the fact that our government was intentionally transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan that then could be disseminated throughout the rest of the Muslim world. They knew what they were doing. They had to cover that story up. They continue covering it up. It's all over Europe, all over the rest of the world. The Sybil Edmonds story, and of course, my January 2008 newsletter. I hope everyone will read that, realizing that it's all about a prelude to not only war, but nuclear war, the most horrible thing that could possibly happen to the world.
Yeah, it's amazing that Abdul Khan, the father of Pakistan's nuclear program, has been let out of house arrest now. In other words, he's free to go. There's no problem at all with him having proliferated all this nuclear technology throughout the world, you know, to North Korea. Of course, that's really kind of a cover. I think that Korea actually got their nuclear technology from Russia and China. But certainly, you know, Khan's cell was very much responsible for getting nuclear technology to Iran and to Iraq. And they were essentially setting up these two countries for the excuse for the West to attack. That was the whole purpose of this dissemination. And you're right, they had other purposes, such as to create this conflict between India and Pakistan. You know, who knows which way they're going to turn when this World War III starts. They had been client states of India to Russia and Pakistan to China, and now the West has made inroads into both those countries. And even though the communists are very strong and dominant in much of the parliaments of India, the U.S. has a real stranglehold on Pakistan. Nothing is more telling of that than this predator drone controversy here. You know, Pakistan demanding that U.S. stop these drone attacks. And yet now we find through Google Maps and several other photo reconnaissance satellite photo services that these predator drones are flying out of Pakistani air bases. And, in fact, you know, so even the Pakistani government is lying in protesting that, you know, you shouldn't be flying over our airspace. They've known for years. This has been going on since 2005 or 2006. That's when the photos date back to. They're just kidding their own people, and obviously the fundamentalist backing of this new government is going to really be upset, and are already when they find out the Pakistani government is playing out of both sides of the mouth. So nothing is as it seems, as you've said so often, Dr. Stan. All governments are lying to their people. Well, this economy, we've not seen the end of it. Peter Schiff has a very negative assessment of where we're going from here, and the markets are listening. It's incredible. They're talking about, I think you mentioned last night on one of our interviews, that they're talking about you know, creating 3 million jobs or saving 4 million jobs, and yet the unemployment just keeps rising. They're not saving anything yet. And it's true that they will keep some of the construction industry busy and things, but I don't think we're ever going to stop the negative flow for this year. The negative flow will continue until inflation hits with a vengeance. And then when the economy starts a, quote, recovery, it won't do much good because our dollars will be so depreciated that it won't be a recovery in terms of people's lifestyle. Well, as in most stimulus bills, there's more evils in this one. While everyone was haggling over whether or not there were enough tax breaks or cash infusions to jumpstart the economy, no one in either party was objecting to the health provisions slipped into this discussion. These were the handiwork of Tom Daschle, who recently disgraced nominee who had to withdraw from his nomination as Health and Human Services Director. Senators should read these provisions, and of course, as you pointed out last night, they don't have time to. They purposely did these midnight compromises and put the bill in front of them a few minutes before they're going to vote on it. And normally, if it weren't such a controlled legislative process, our congressman would stand up in the chamber and said, stop, we cannot hold a vote on this because we haven't had a chance to read this bill. But they've all determined through their party affiliations where they're going to vote anyway, and they've been told, you know, what to do, and so they don't protest. And,
in fact, Joel, I am firmly convinced that the three senators, Republican senators that joined the Democrats, had to have the permission of the party leaders. You know, they said, we'll give you the votes for it. You know, maybe you give us this concession or that concession. This is what happened. This is how Reagan was able to get his legislation through with the full help and support of Tom Foley, who headed the Democrats at that time. So the sweetheart deal is going on behind the scenes, but now all the Republicans except three can stand against it. Yeah, and yet they were the ones who were pushing this same sort of thing when Bush was in power, when they had the power. They were the big spenders. Now the Democrats in power, they're the big spenders. And you know, what have the American people got to wake up and realize? It's all showbiz. It's all symbolism over substance, and the leaders of both parties are in on this.
Well, that's right. You know, this is just the biggest hypocrisy for the Republicans. I mean, there's no real essential difference between this bill and the other, the TARP legislation. In fact, you know, the TARP was even far worse in the sense that there was no accountability, no limitations on what the Fed could do, and they bailed out all of their friends without, and the Republican Congress did not hold them accountable to this. The Fed is still refusing to hand over the information of who got what. I mean, it's just a travesty, and now the Republicans claiming that they are being fiscally responsible is just ludicrous. Now the actual federal obligations exceed $65 trillion, and you have to do, you know, regular accrual accounting to know this. You can't just do cash flow accounting when the United States government is on the hook for trillions and trillions of dollars in Social Security obligations, for pensions, for medical benefits. All of these things add up, and not, you know, including off-budget things, to $65 trillion. That's hundreds of thousands of dollars for every man, woman, and child. There is no way, Dr. Stan, this is ever going to be paid off.
Right.
And I, as I've said many times before, I don't think they intend to. I think that when they know that war is coming, their spending with abandon, and they know they're just going to simply write this debt off someday and say, war has destroyed our computers, our economic situation, we're just going to start from scratch. And you mark my words, they're just going to wipe this all away, and anybody in the paper markets is going to lose everything someday.
So I think the vast majority of the people will remain in their stocks, they'll remain in their bonds, they'll remain in their paper assets, and they will be impoverished. And I have so many friends, you know, who may be down 45% in their stock holdings today, but they're just going to hang in there, you know. They're just going to wait till it comes back again, and they're in for a rude awakening. Their whole life's work will be destroyed, and because they just refuse to listen. All we can do is reach the people who listen and explain to them what's going on. Go ahead.
Well, one of the ways in which the establishment manipulates the economy is to make interest rates low so that people cannot afford to do anything.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 3-spot per day special, or double your spots to 6 spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our No Frills 1360 advertising special, 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576, and tell me you want that No Frills tax deductible beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. And, Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to World Affairs Brief, how they can get in touch with you.
Well, the World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's my subscription-based alternative news service. Actually, it's a news analysis service. People can take a look at it at my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Lots of free things on the website as well, including much of my archival information, my general theory about the globalists and what they're up to, as well as a daily news summary of all the important issues being posted by my research staff. So I encourage people to go to the website.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, you know, there are some token backlashes against this Fed, and Thomas E. Woods Jr.'s claims that there's a popular uprising coming against the Fed. I don't believe it, although I wish it were true. He says the way Ron Paul tells it, it was more than 30 years of speaking and writing about money inflation and the Federal Reserve attracted only limited interest outside libertarian circles. Then he ran for president. Of course, there was a lot more interest. Wasn't enough, though, to with the way that the media, you know, kept debating Ron Paul as much as they could. But he even got on the debate, so the fact that he got near, you know, 8 to 10% returns from Republicans was a significant uptick in our movement. That's a long way away from actually taking power away from the Fed. While I applaud the sentiment, it won't do any good if we simply turn around and give our populist Congress the same power to inflate the money supply. You know, they don't know anything else. The Congress would simply appoint a money czar from Wall Street, and nothing, absolutely nothing, would change. Now, Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty is calling for an end the Fed day, hoping to cause a banking crisis that will force the Fed to act. I think this is very unwise, if not totally impractical. They claim that on April 17, 2 days after tax day, beginning at midnight, supporters of the Campaign for Liberty are calling to trigger the first series of a bank runs and hopefully of overwhelming the Federal Reserve's ability to continue propping up the nation's system. They say the goal of this project is to highlight the need to pass Ron Paul's recently introduced House Resolution 833, a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve. We wish to emphasize the need for sound money, says Ron Paul, backed by gold and silver. However, Paul's resolution only calls for the return of assets to the Treasury. There is no mandate to create a true sound money system in this resolution. Now comes the bizarre part about what the Campaign for Liberty is saying. All supporters should remove all cash except $17.76. That's a symbolic 1776 from any bank and withdraw maximum allowable funds from any money market accounts on that day. Now, this is just totally impractical. People who have more than $10,000 can't withdraw this as cash. Otherwise, they create a tremendous problem in putting it back into the bank. They've got a cash transaction to report to the IRS, which is going to give people a lot of hassle. This is not smart. If people have larger accounts, they can't take it all out in cash. They've got to transfer it to some other bank, and that's just defeating the purpose of hurting the banking system. I mean, somebody just didn't think this thing out very well, Dr. Stan.
Oh, I hadn't even heard of it before, so I agree with you. I mean, what we have to do is educate the American people. A few people taking their money out of the bank is not going to accomplish anything. We have to get every American to realize that we have a cabal that runs our banking system that is enriching themselves. The greatest transfer of wealth ever has taken place in all history is taking place today as they take money from poor people in a rich country and transfer it to rich people in a rich country. And there is a cabal that works with the Trilateral Commission, and there you'll find all the leaders of all the major banks in the United States working right along with all the political leaders and the financial leaders and the corporate leaders and the media leaders. I mean, there's only 87 of them, but they run our country for all intents and purposes.
Well, there's more hypocrisy coming out of the Obama regime every day. He campaigned strongly that everything being done in government should be transparent, that Congress's negotiations should be out in the open, public hearings, none of this secret behind the doors. And yet exactly the same thing happened during his push for this legislation. The Democrats met behind closed doors. They actually did not allow into the room any of the Republicans who were assigned to the Senate House conferee committee. This is the committee that is tasked with working out the differences between a House and a Senate version of the same bill. And this was business as usual. This was the largest spending bill in the history of the United States. And people just can't believe that this business was not done in public. And the White House isn't even apologizing for this because they claim that given the economic dismay, the country needs a stimulus bill. This is just like them relative to their claim that lobbyists would not have any influence, and they bring in and nominate Tom Daschle, one of the worst of the former congressmen turned lobbyists in the United States. I mean, he wasn't even a lawyer, going to work for a law firm at six figures, lobbying government just because it is lobbying power. I mean, this is the worst example of the kinds of lobbying that Obama claimed would not happen in his administration. This is just a sham going on.
But the thing is, they say one thing, they do exactly the opposite, and people find it impossible in their minds to accept. Well, I know they're not going to do that because they said they were not going to do it, and then they have to you almost have to become schizophrenic to understand anything going on today. They say one thing, they do exactly the opposite, and they get credit from both sides.
It's true. When people want to believe, they want to believe in this change that Obama is promising, they will continue to believe. I mean, look at what happened with the first week out of the block. The Department of Justice and went and defended the state secrets doctrine before the Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, all the liberals who were pro-Obama were just shocked. And then the media was falling all over itself, trying to explain away or excuse Obama's saying that, well, they just tried to sort things out first, and they've banned torture in secret prisons, so this must be okay. But those bouts of wishful thinking were dashed when week number two came along, and the Department of Justice, even after Eric Holder, the new Attorney General, claimed that he was going to review this policy, for the second time in a row, used this same justification of the Bush administration, the state secrets, to deny a case against the government, to deny it, wanting the case completely quashed just because it would reveal secrets in the government. Well, those secrets happen to be illegal operations of the government, which are the basis of the case. You know, the judge should say to them, well, you've got to reveal to me what these operations were so that I can make a judgment if you have violated the law and are using national security to cover for those violations, because that in itself is a criminal offense, a federal offense, to use the cover of classification or national security to cover for illegal government acts. That's a crime. And the judges aren't calling on the government, because these judges all have classifications necessary to see secret documents. They ought to demand that the federal attorneys present the evidence to them so that they can determine if any illegalities. But they're in collusion with it.
Reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. We'll be right back with Joel Chikowsky here at the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register, or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
Well done. Dan back here. Our guest, Joel Skousen, and, well, this is the last segment of the program. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, it's amazing when we look at the wave of information that keeps coming out. We've been talking about the hypocrisy of the Obama administration. I want to return to the Bush administration briefly here in this ending segment. A very interesting story that came out of New York Daily News this week about Cheney lobbying hard but failing to gain a pardon for Scooter Libby from President Bush. Now, as many of your listeners know, I've long since pointed out that Vice President Cheney actually controlled President Bush, and so we wonder why is he having difficulty persuading or even having to argue hard if Bush is a lackey to Vice President Dick Cheney. Well, the facts remain that Libby did not get his pardon. Bush had commuted his sentence, but even commuting a sentence with a felony conviction, he's disbarred from ever practicing law. He cannot vote. It puts him in a real hardship situation, and I'm not at all sympathetic. Scooter Libby was a dark side operator. He was Cheney's main fixer, if you will. Goes around and twists arms and gets people to do the will of the establishment. I mean, this is a very bad guy and deserves probably to be in prison still. But nevertheless, Cheney really went to the mat for him. He harangued and harassed Bush. He ended up, when Bush refused him on the very last day of his day in office, Cheney was furious with him. He told, you know, he did an interview with the Weekly Standard, that's Irving Kristol's neocon publication, or is it William Kristol now? One is the father and one is the son.
Oh, the father is Irving, the son is William.
Right, so it's William Kristol's now neocon publication. But in any case, the most telling comment came at the end of the article, where a Bush administration official anonymously told the Daily News, and if, he said, the relationship between the two men isn't what it used to be when Bush tapped Cheney as his running mate in 2000. It's been a long, long time, he said, since I've heard the president say, run that by the vice president's office. You used to hear that all the time. Now, that's a very telling comment, because no president has ever involved the vice president in day-to-day decision-making matters. The vice president has just been relegated to his office and small staff for PR things, and only during Vice President Cheney did you have a huge staff suddenly develop around the vice president. He was vetting everything. Nothing came to the president desk without going through him, and if it got to the president would do this, run that by the vice president's office. He knew who was running the show. Now, this is confirmation of what I've said for years, but I think what it also indicates that once Bush realized at the end of his term that his administration was a lame duck, there were going to be no more major initiatives, he stopped worrying about running things by Bush or by Cheney. He probably resented it all along. He did have a pride and an ego. And so I think that's what was telling about that story.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that Cheney controlled the administration. And, well, I'm glad at least that George Bush, Gabe Campos, and Ramos and Campiana, you know, didn't commute their sentence. Didn't give him a pardon, but he should have. But at least he commuted their sentence or out of prison.
Yeah.
Probably the only worthwhile thing he did during his entire presidency, as far as I'm concerned.
And even that is done for the wrong reason. He did that to lessen the ire of the conservatives against Republicans. You know, these people never do the right thing for the right reason. If they do the right thing, it's for ulterior motives. It's to continue to keep Republicans, conservatives loyal to the Republicans, who are completely sold out to the globalist agenda, at least at the national level. I mean, speaking of sellouts, you know, we've always complained about these mercenaries that the Bush administration created in the war in Iraq, like Blackwater. Of course, Blackwater is reeling from one piece of bad press to another with sanctions looming over it in Iraq. Blackwater had no choice but to play the game. Every dark side entity plays at some time or another when the heat gets too high. They change the name, put on a new false identity, and go about their business. And so Blackwater Worldwide is changing its names to Z. I mean, Why can't they pick a normal name? I mean, what, you know, Blackwater was something that spoke of satanic operations. They claim it comes from the Blackwater of the Carolina swamps where they come from. Well, I think there's more than just Blackwater coming out of those swamps that represents the evil that Blackwater does. But, you know, a name like XE, which pronounced like Z or Z, it smacks of a Chinese name. It smacks of anything but something wholesome, and so be it. That's leave it to Blackwater to pick another obnoxious name that no one could pronounce. Well, you know, the 2007 shooting in Nisour Square involving Blackwater guards left at least a dozen Iraqi citizens dead. It infuriated politicians in Baghdad and Washington. It triggered congressional hearings, increased calls that the company be banned from Iraq. Well, last year, of course, prosecutors charged five of the company's employees, but they were called contractors. Blackwater itself has never been charged with crime. Now, naturally, they've used, that's one of the reasons why they did this, treating people as contractors. Well, you know, if any one of us had treated our employees and called them contractors, the IRS would be on us and slapped us with fines. They're very big on not allowing people to treat employees as contractors. And yet they let Blackwater get away with treating every single employee as a contractor. It's just ludicrous. It's like Enron having 800 tax shelters overseas and not being audited for a single one. The fix is in. And so it was to avoid legal liability, and they got that avoidance or that immunity. That's part of the dark side pact that people make to play on the dark side of government, and it was a way to avoid employee status as subcontractors. They saved millions of dollars in taxes by not having to pay payroll taxes like the rest of us. Now, I'm not in favor of payroll taxes, but you know, it's only the big boys that get free from this stuff. Well, you know, Iraqi's officials said they would not give the company a license to operate, but the fine print allows them to operate as subcontractors from some other mercenary country, like Dying Corps or otherwise, that still is allowed to occupy and operate in Iraq. So this ban against Blackwater is a sham. The State Department responded by informing Blackwater would not renew a contract that comprises a third of the company's $1 billion revenue. I'm really crying for them.
Hey, we're out of time, Joel. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Thank you.
Dan back here. Hope you have enjoy our conversation with Joel Skousen every week as we give you the information you're not going to get through the regular medium. If you're interested in global warming, we've got a great 4-tape set. We have a great DVD on the subject. And, of course, you need to understand it's part of the whole sustainable development scam. Got a great syllabus. Got a great talk. It's called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, and then a 4-tape set to go with it. You need to have the information. They're simply lying to us. Of course, that takes us into the whole idea of population control and the fact that they really do intend to kill off most of the world's population, which is why they are going to have another war. After all, how are they going to kill off 25 or 50% of the world's population without a nuclear war and biological and chemical warfare? And you say, that's crazy. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, you need to get our population control agenda monograph. It's available up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. And if you get any of our other items, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of it. Certainly, we have a talk on planned population reduction, one entitled Nundare Call It Genocide. These are on either DVD or video. And then, of course, we have our talk simply on population control. So it's population control, planned population reduction, and Nundare Call It Genocide. You need to have the information. You need to have our little pamphlet on the population control agenda. And we even have a 4-tape set on the subject. There really are people who have a different worldview, who have no respect for human life. And so if you get into the background of how they're doing this, you need to get our syllabus and talk on the hidden agenda. It goes into water fluoridation. They're poisoning us. They're poisoning our reproductive system. They're poisoning us with mercury. You need to get the DVD, Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Constantly, the control media is telling us there's nothing to worry about from mercury in our vaccinations. And yet, it's the most deadly toxin in the world, that and lead. And, of course, they're putting lead, and they know very well, for instance, if they fluoridate your water with hydrofluoric salicylic acid, which most fluoridated water uses, and, of course, it increases the lead level in the blood of the children. And if you want to get into the background of that, they did a study of 450,000 children where they took blood specimens from them, and they found that in the children where the water was fluoridated using hydrofluoric salicylic acid, the incidence of lead doubled in white children, up 4 times in Hispanic and 6 times in blacks. And in those areas, it was an increased criminal activity. And that's one reason why today, one of every 3 black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation or parole. And they're doing it. They specifically know what they're doing. This is the work of Roger Masters out of Dartmouth. And if you want to verify it, go to fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org on the Internet. And read Paul Conant's webpage there. And he's got the material. And I actually have several interviews I did with Roger Masters, his professor, and he's not interested in water fluoridation. That was only a side issue, trying to understand criminal activity, the criminal mind. And the criminal mind is affected by lead, and they're increasing the lead levels in the water. What a better way to poison the race. And then we wonder why so many blacks are feel that the whites don't care. And the truth is, the whites don't care, and we should care, because every individual, black, white, brown, yellow, is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Get the material. Listen to our programs on the Internet. And please pray for America. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.